Let's welcome in Mr. Mayor Brandon Kelleher. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. You know, that 100 degree temperatures, of course, we've had really fantastic weather this whole summer, so we really can't complain about some heat. And we are an ag area.
Yeah.
It's been important. And I was talking to, I had the opportunity to speak to some ag producers at the Governor's Ag Summit last Wednesday, which is very exciting. And they were all telling me that at least in this area, they need a little bit of hot weather to finish the corn.
Right.
So this is probably a good thing. This
will speed up that it's probably a little behind, is my guess, on normal, just because of the cooler temperatures we've had. And this will certainly speed it up and get things raring to go for harvest here soon. So
yes,
you're right.
Yeah,
probably not the worst thing in the world, but that doesn't mean I can't complain a little bit.
Get your air conditioner maintenance today.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it.
Yeah, you're going to need it over the next week. All right, let's talk city council. You had a meeting last night. I mean, I'm looking at the length of it. I don't know. Is that considered a long one? It looks long to me.
Well, it was 25 items, and we had to remove a couple. One was an accidental duplication.
Okay.
And another one we just weren't quite prepared to discuss yet, so we had to make some changes on that. But in the consent agenda, we had some interesting things on there, as we always do. This one happened to contain 4 grant applications to the federal government. And this is the city applying for federal funds to do various infrastructure projects, pave streets, install water, that kind of thing. We're just applying for the grants. I think it was approaching 70-some million in total applications.
Yeah.
Highly unlikely that we would get all of those. We might get one, and if we do, it probably won't be for the amount that we asked, but it would allow us to do some additional street paving, improve some of the sewer and water in the area of the, in various areas across the community, which is things that all need to be done. So that's why we're applying for them. Last night's was just simply getting the council's permission to apply. Should we be awarded, then we'll bring back a contract and go through the various things that are required to accept the grant money.
Very good. All right. Well, hopefully we could find out later that we've got all that money we asked. Maybe we'll get all the money you asked for. I mean,
well, it would be an exciting day in North Platte if that happened.
You can't try. You can't get the money unless you try.
That's right. So. You 100% of the things you don't try yet, you will not do. That's
there you
true.
Go. Regular agenda then. You had a good amount of items on the agenda here yesterday, not on the consent agenda. Quality Growth Fund was one that stood out.
That's right. So a couple of weeks ago, the Quality Growth Fund that's the LBA $40. It's a little component of the sales tax that is attributed to generally to help start businesses in different communities across the state. And North Platte, of course, reapproved the LBA 40, or what we call Quality Growth Fund, in the last election. Anyway, so we had 2 businesses come and request funds. One of them was Axes and Aces, which is an exciting business. It's going to be a go in out right to the west of Harbor Lights. I don't know how else to describe the building.
Right.
On Lake Maloney Road, Lake Maloney Drive, I think is the street. But anyway, they're planning to open, I think, sometime this fall, and it's going to be a great business. They're going to serve food and have a tavern as well, and they'll have on-site axe throwing. They'll have on-site virtual golf, and I know the pickleball crowd is very excited about they're going to have indoor pickleball
available there.
So that's going to meet several needs for the community, provide a place for folks who live in and around the lake to eat. Not that they don't have places right now, but they'll a local place they can easily get to. So that'll be exciting. Looking forward to that. Another very exciting thing. I know I always get excited when we have economic development opportunities. So I should have had Trey Wasserberger come with me this morning and talk about this exciting next one. But it's a new business coming to town. It's going to be located here in North Platte. It's one of the first businesses that's official that would be a secondary business to Sustainable Beef. And this gentleman named Stig, who is from Holland.
Holland. I couldn't remember. On Monday, we were talking about
I'm
this.
Not even going to attempt his last name. I don't remember it. It's very long. But anyway, he has this process that he has created for producing this product that is the only way I think to describe it is a beef chip. And it's not like we would normally think of as a beef chip, but it's a chip that has about the consistency of a normal potato chip, like the crunch of a potato chip, but it's a piece of beef.
Right.
And they taste fantastic. And they're extremely healthy because they don't have any of the sugar or processed stuff. It's really just 4 ingredients, meat, salt, water, and whatever the flavoring is. And that's it.
Very good.
And they're just really good. He handed some out at city council, and we went right through them last night. It's kind of like a beef jerky, but it doesn't have the toughness of a beef jerky. It's,
right.
It's crunchy. So anyway, that's going to produce a USDA-approved kitchen right here in North Platte, or excuse me, food production facility right here in North Platte, which we do not have today, for the purpose of making this fantastic product and eventually employ as many as 25 people. So it's fantastic. It's true economic development right here in our community.
That's awesome. So a couple great recommendations there from the Quality Growth Committee. You went into or approved or looked at approve signed an agreement with Rice Lake West.
That's correct. That is a company, an engineering company that specializes in sewer plant facilities, and the city has entered into or will enter into an agreement with them to build the industrial part of the wastewater plant that will handle the wastewater that comes out of sustainable beef, as well as any other industrial site that we may get here in the next few years before it enters the regular sewer plant. You might recall this is a grant that we received from the city, or excuse me, from the state ARPA funds. So okay. We received money from the state to build this. So this is just us contracting with the engineering company to do it.
Not quite as sexy as new, production, food production, and new chips and all that, but equally important.
Equally important.
Very good. All
right. Yes. Not having the sewer facility working creates a lot of community engagement. So we want to have it working correctly at all times.
Amen to that. You had a trail grant to rebuild the trailer over by Iron Horse Park as well.
That's right. That trail has seen better days. It's still usable today, but it's maybe not what it should be. So the trails committee got together and is applying for a grant. So the city will participate to some degree in the grant if it's awarded.
You were authorized to execute these interlocal agreements. We've talked about these with Lincoln County and City of Gothenburg, and also with the North Platte Public Schools.
Correct. Similar agreements that we did last year. The North Platte Police Building, or the Public Service Building, hosts the 911 Center, and the 911 Center provides services to Gothenburg. That's what this one was, for 911 services. And then also an agreement with the North Platte Public Schools for 3 resource officers to be in various schools this year.
Talking with the mayor here, recapping last night's city council meeting. And then we've talked, you had some readings for occupation tax on cell phone bills and games of skill.
That's right. We changed the telecommunications occupation tax to include the cell phone bills. Prior to this, it had not been on there. So basically, if you had a landline, you were paying the tax. If you didn't have a landline, you weren't paying the tax, that sort of a thing. We thought, and the council believed, many of the council believed, in the interest of fairness, this is something that we probably needed to do. Also, we've seen over the last 20 years decreases in the amount of money coming from these taxes, so it's somewhat of an equalization. One of the things that the council discussed at some length last night was what was the amount of revenue that's going to come from this, because the amount of revenue that we need to make up is not a huge number. It's about $100,000 a year, somewhere in that vicinity. It's possible that this cell phone tax will generate more money. We don't really know until it's enacted and we start receiving the funds. So if it produces drastically more, well, I think the council will likely seek to reduce the percentage,
right,
so that we're not unnecessarily burdening people. But this is, it's 3% on a bill. So for most people's bill, it's a dollar or two or three. So it's not going to amount to much money for most people.
All right. And in games of skill, I know you had was that the third or second reading for that one? Second reading, I believe.
I think it was the second reading. Yes. I've lost track because we tabled it for a while, but I believe it was the second reading. So that'll be back one more time.
Okay. CDBG grants. What are those?
CDBG grants, so the city applies for these every year. These are community development block grants.
Okay.
And we're hoping to gain some additional funding to help pave and rewater, I guess, or repipe West 9th Street. That's a project that's underway anyway. We're just hoping to further reduce our costs. The entire expense is around $3 million. So if we can get some CDBG block grants for $500,000 or so, it just cuts our local taxpayers' expense, really. That's what that one is. And then there was also an application there to pave and redo the water on a couple blocks of G and H streets, I believe, on the east side of town.
Very good. Very good.
And those CBGL accounts require a public hearing. And so that's why we had a public hearing. No one spoke except Judy describing what we were doing. I guess we did have one person speak a little bit about 9th Street. So.
Okay. That was all from last night's city council meeting. And just to look ahead to the month of September, the city's got a pretty big day coming up.
Yes. You know, September 13th. Is the 150th birthday of the incorporation of North Platte. Now, the town was here before that, but this is the actual incorporation of North Platte.
I'm doing the math. I can't. What year was that?
1873.
There you go. There you go. I was a journalist, not a math major, but that's why we have you. 1873,
yes. So, to celebrate in Cody Park on Wednesday, that's a Wednesday, so mark it on your calendars, everyone, September 13th, from 4 to 8, we're going to have a celebration in Cody Park, and we're going to have free rides. They'll have a limited menu in the concession stand, probably just ice cream, that sort of thing. And then we'll have a hot dog meal, so hot dog chips and a bottle of water for $1.50. So
very good.
That's always that's right. There'll be a couple bands that the municipal band is going to play. They have a slightly different name. They're the something jazz band. I forget what it was off the top of my head. But then the high school marching band, I think, is going to be there also to play. I don't know if they'll march, but they'll be there doing some playing. There'll be a few words from myself and some of the former mayors of North Platte talking about the history of the city. And various other things that the city has to offer will show during those hours. And so it'll be from 4 to 8. We'll have food the first couple hours. So we hope folks will come out and have a hot dog and enjoy the environment.
Awesome. That'll be 4 to 6 again, September 13th. So mark that down in your calendars. We'll obviously talk more about that as it gets a little bit closer. Mr. Mayor, anything else this morning you want to touch on?
Well, it's the last few days of summer. So we hope folks get out on the weekends and enjoy. Now, we do have an exciting event going on here in North Platte on Sunday. We have the International Bazaar.
That's right.
Out at the DNN Event Center. I believe it starts about 1, I think.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. Had the wrong time on my calendar. Anyway, so get out there. We've got a lot of great demonstrations, some interesting culture from all the different cultures we have around our community. It should be some pretty interesting stuff. So I hope folks will attend and enjoy the events.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you again in a couple weeks.
Okay, have a great day.